Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Sans Pants Radio,
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Hi, I'm Margaret, and there have been two major developments in my life lately. I broke up with Jono, or Jono broke up with me, depending on who you talk to. I broke up with Jono, and now I'm moving to the Australian settlement on Mars. It should be fine, right?
Previously on Margaret Moves to Mars. Margaret moved to Mars, got a job as chief advisor to the mayor, inadvertently turned the internet back on, and organized a successful 10-year anniversary parade. All was going well, only for an alien to arrive, asking for hummus. Whoa, boy! Quite an adventure. And now it's time for the second part of this adventure, with Margaret, the mayor, Brenda, and our dear friend Jerry Seinfeld holding an emergency town meeting in the mayor's office.
I don't understand the significance of this.
Keep running
around.
I can smell it. I feel every egg.
I can't believe it.
I've got yous all in here for an ETM. What does ETM stand for, Brenda?
Mm-tum.
Yep, spot on.
What?
Emergency town meeting, Margaret.
Sure. Yes, okay, sorry.
Of the people of Mars.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I've called it code magenta. Why magenta? Red. Red for caution, danger. Splash of yellow. Brenda did wheeze.
Okay.
Ask you to clean it up in an email.
I'll clean it up. I'm sorry.
Still on the floor.
I'm catching up on all
the emails.
A little
bit of blue. Someone's got the blues. I'm going to have a blue in a second with this new freak. Okay. Who thinks he can just come in here, take our what's, want our who?
Just hummus. Yes?
Look, I'm just going to interject really quickly.
Good on you, Brenda.
Dog. I think this is absolutely ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
And we're all talking, who is he? Where'd he come from? Mm-hmm. Why does he smell like that? Uh-huh. Let's figure out how to get him out of here. I don't like him. I don't like him one bit.
What? Mm-hmm. You haven't even met him. This is first contact. This is huge.
We all met him, Margaret. That guy was like a party meter whore.
You gotta give the alien a chance. You gotta do it.
Thank you, Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay, he's gonna be on my new movie.
What movie?
It's a Netflix movie.
Oh, shit.
It's comedians in Mars getting potatoes.
I'm going to binge watch that.
That does sound pretty good.
Okay. I moved all the way from Earth, and when I was on Earth, I moved from Crackle to Netflix.
Okay.
That's how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biz. Jerry, listen, guys, we need to do something about this. This is first contact. This could turn into a PR nightmare. We really need to be delicate with how we tread on
this. You gotta be delicate.
That's exactly right.
There's a PC police out there. It's out of control.
No, nothing says delicate like a hammer to the face.
Exactly right.
I got chased out of the colleges first. And then the entire Earth!
Okay, Jerry.
To PC!
It's not about you, Jerry Seinfeld, right now.
It's always about Jerry!
Okay.
I dated a 17-year-old girl when I was 38! What do you think about that?
Jerry Seinfeld, we can't be focusing on this.
Oh, it's bad.
This is what's always going to happen, isn't it? What does this guy want, huh? First he comes in asking for our hummus. Yeah? We didn't have that much to go around. Then what does he want? Oh, my hairline's receding. Can I have your hair, Mayor? Oh, fine. Take all my hair. I didn't need it. Oh, I can't afford a new Netflix subscription. Can I have your job, Mayor? What do you want my job for? It's my job.
I don't think he wants your job.
How do you know?
Well, he hasn't asked for it.
He doesn't have to ask.
He hasn't asked for
your
hair.
Do you think
they
asked when they took away my foreskin? Do you think anyone asked when they took away my little sister, Larry?
I don't know about Larry.
She was beautiful. She killed a couple of kids.
Okay.
I'm going to shit myself.
Oh, Brenda, can you please go outside? I don't want to clean it up anymore.
She can't go outside. We've battened down the hatches.
I have been toilet trained since 12-week old. Mm-hmm. And this man makes me want to shit myself like a pup.
Okay, all right. Firstly, Brenda, congratulations.
Thank you. That's quite young. Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, okay. It's quite young.
Thanks so much.
To get a hold of that. Okay?
Thank you.
That's really great.
Yeah, I'm proud of myself. Yeah.
We can't just kill this alien.
Why not?
Who says he's an alien?
Well, he looks... He's green and he has three heads.
Three of them?
Three? Who decides what an alien's going to look like?
Okay.
You know? Oh, you got to look green. If it's not green, then it's, what is it? Why can't they just look gray?
He might be green, but I'm white hot with rage.
Exactly, right.
Brenda, you're getting angry because you're scared, okay, everyone? I'm going to just take this guy aside. I'm going to interrogate him. I'm just going to, hang on. Sorry, I got an email. Oh, did you guys,
Yeah, it says Pizza Daddy is doing free delivery for the next 4 days, which is really cool. I guess it's a long weekend on Earth. That's cute. Remember days? Crazy. I'd love a pizza. Yum. Oh, well. Potatoes. Nah, it's good. Let's hear it for potatoes.
Yay!
National cuisine.
I'm going to take this guy. I'm going to interrogate him. I think he has a great energy. I think he could be an asset. I think his pectorals could help the community. I'm just going to take him.
Oh, I know what this is.
Okay, Brenda, you don't know what this is.
I know what this is.
Okay, no, don't.
Margaret's getting a little Someone likes the three-headed beast, fucker. Someone likes it when their men are green and slimy.
Margaret, whatever you do, don't worry about how old he is.
What are you doing? What?
Don't worry about it. You can make it work.
What?
You date one 17-year-old and it's fine. Nobody cares.
Who fucking let this guy here?
I did. And you know who I didn't let in? Any cunt we don't even know.
Yes, you did. Is right here.
Who?
Listen, do you want to come and have a chat? I just want to know more about your history. Is that okay? You want to have dinner?
Okay.
Great.
How did you get past
He was there the whole fucking time.
After the meeting, Margaret went home and put on a low-cut interrogating dress and an interrogating lipstick, and she put some interrogating rouge on her cheeks. Then, after some quick applications of an interrogating wax strip, popped a couple of interrogating dingers into her handbag. Wait a second. She's not going to interrogate him. Oh, my God. She wants to fuck that alien.
I'm going to fuck that alien.
She took the alien to a romantic restaurant. The only restaurant in Mars. A restaurant called Mars Restaurant. Where did they come up with these names?
So, I actually didn't catch your name. No.
Don't worry about it. What was your name again?
I love questions about me. My name is Margaret. I grew up in a small town on Earth, which is a planet.
Where?
Earth. It's like south from here.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And so I grew up in this town called Leeton. Yes. And sorry to interrupt this
very interesting conversation.
Oh, thanks.
But welcome to this beautiful restaurant. Eh?
Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome to you.
Welcome to our conversation we were having.
Thank you. It is a pleasure to be here. Mm-hmm. We hope you enjoy your stay as much as I enjoyed being in your conversation.
Okay. Thank you.
So, have you wonderful individuals been here before?
No.
No, no.
No? Well, we specialize in locally grown ingredients, which is all potatoes, as you are very well familiar.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with that.
Where?
I went to Paris once, so I get it.
What is that?
Don't worry.
So, we have a degustation tonight for you. I hope you'll enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to sample all the different melanges.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, of potatoes, how they can be cut, so they can be boiled or cooked, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, we hope that you will be enjoying it. It is like a sushi, but purely potatoes, and some are cooked.
Okay, that sounds really...
What?
Some are cooked, some aren't cooked. Just like...
A fun fact, potato uncooked is slightly toxic.
Oh, okay, cool.
To the body.
Right. Yeah. So it's like kind of like a cleanse.
It's like a detox.
Yeah, great.
Wait, it is like a detox, except you are putting toxins into the body.
So like the opposite, but like similar effect, like
it will come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love to come.
I shall bring some water for the table.
Yes, please.
I will bring a carafe.
Okay, thank you so much. That would be great.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, listen, I want to know all about you. So I'm going to open up. I'm an open book. Okay, I'll tell you my story.
Okay.
So I grew up in a small town called Leeton.
Mm.
And I wanted to always be a ballerina, but I actually had never gone to ballet class or seen any ballet, which is a kind of dancing, which looks like this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Thank you. So I kind of shacked up with this guy called Jono, who was always like, shave your armpits. And I was like, shut up. Like, I shaved them, but, like, he just wanted me to, like, always shave them. Do you know what I mean? Like, just, like, shave them, like, don't stop shaving them. Don't go to work. Don't go to, like, and I was like, I have to go to work, Jono. And he was like, you have to keep shaving your armpits. And I was like, I'm so... busy, I can't do everything at once. And he was like, pick up your shit. And I was like, Jono, why don't you have a job? Because I was actually an assistant manager at Baker's Delight in Leeton, which is like one of the larger regional Baker's Delights.
Wow.
Do you have to stay here the whole time?
No, I have gone away and I have come back.
It felt like you were just sitting.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Anyway, here is your carafe.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Of water.
Thank you so much.
Yum.
Would you like straws or do you prepare to gulp?
I can gulp.
I could probably just gulp, I think.
Gulpers.
Yeah, we're gulpers. We're a couple of gulpers.
Beautiful. It is wonderful to see these days on edge.
Sexy laugh. Mm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A couple of gulpers, okay.
Yeah.
Not you.
No?
No.
Where?
No.
I will be back with potatoes.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Leave. Thank you. Okay. So, that's me. Do you want to...
No, it's okay. It's in the past.
Because this is a safe space.
No, it's in the past. It's okay.
Yeah. That's how I feel about Jono, actually. Like, I just feel like people are like, are you okay? I'm like, yes, it's in the past. Like, stop bringing it up. I don't need to... go over this. I don't need to keep talking about it. Like, I'm over him. Like, look at me. I'm here on a date with you. Interrogation. Like, having a business, like, a diplomatic meeting.
Yeah, just a meeting.
With you. And I don't, like, it's in the past. Like, I totally get it. I relate to you on that level, which is quite, it resonates. In my tummy.
Hello again. May I say it was even more of a pleasure to walk back to this. Our dish tonight is, again, we call this A Man Walks Across the World. It is many different potatoes.
Many different potatoes, yep.
See, it is... many different potatoes. We have potatoes, all just the one kind, cut with a very sharp knife.
Oh, okay.
Long ways.
Yeah.
and some are got short ways.
Okay.
And then some are got long ways. And then some are got short ways. And then we take them again. We cut them long ways once more. And then we just lightly look at them. Passionately.
Leave the table. Leave the table, please.
Enjoy your meal.
Do you know Gone Girl? Gillian Flynn?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
You know Ben Affleck from Gone Girl?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, did you know Neil Patrick Harris from Gone Girl?
Yes.
You remember that book,
Is it Gone Girl?
Yes, Gone Girl.
Yes.
They turned it into a film. It was called...
It was called Gone Girl.
Gone Girl, that's the one. That's the one, yeah.
What else do you like?
Mostly just Gone Girl.
Well, blimey, well, bloody teddies, would you look at this?
Look who it is, yeah.
It's our daughter, isn't it?
Our daughter, Margaret.
Maggie girl. Oh, and I was saying how much you look like your beautiful mother.
Me, your mother.
My mother, the
your
dog.
Your mother, Brenda, the dog.
My dad, that looks like the mayor.
What?
The straight, not mayor of Mars.
Yep, he's just my dad from Leeton. Okay.
Okay.
What? Are you, can we just go into the table for just 1 second, Dad?
Excuse me.
Thank you. It's a family thing.
Excuse the restaurant.
Okay.
I'm going to attend my daughter's little work gathering on the
table. Okay. Okay. What the fuck are you guys doing?
What do you mean, what the fuck are we doing, Margaret? What the fuck are you doing?
It's us.
I know.
It's us, the mayor and Brenda.
I know, it's you.
Yeah, we've come undercover because we know what's going on.
Yes, I know. I can see your faces.
She seems fairly aware of who we are. Two questions, Margaret.
What?
What the fuck is the alien still doing here? And second question, why is your skirt so short that I can see your pee hole?
Okay. All right. Okay. For starters, okay. I'm not wearing a skirt, Brenda. So cop that. Mm. And secondly, the alien is just here having a nice dinner with me and we're just getting to know each other because I need some connection.
Did we not establish that this alien seems to be a right fuck boy? Oh. And you know what I don't like?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck boys. Do you know what doesn't belong in Mars? Fuck boys.
Fuck boys.
And he's a fuck boy.
Fuck boys.
Boy
fuck
of the
off.
Fuck.
Stop saying fuck boys.
Oh, he's gotten to you, Margaret. Look, he's a witch. He's gotten to you. You were supposed to come here and get him the fuck out of
I was just supposed to come here and ask him questions, and that's what I'm doing. I'm just asking him questions.
Oh,
I'm just getting, I'm
you
gaining
ask
his
him
trust.
Why the hell he wants
I'm
my
just,
job so much?
Daddy, no, I'm not.
You ever think what it'd be like
job.
Having a bloody alien as a boss?
He doesn't want your job, okay? Oh. I didn't take one breast out of it, my shirt. And put on lipstick and come here to hang out with you two under a table, okay?
Looks good.
Thank you,
you
so
look
much.
Really good.
Thank you, Brenda.
No worries.
I do want, because I'm actually turning 30 this year, so I've been thinking, like, are they getting.
Get out of the town.
But I think I can still get away with it.
When I turned 7, which is 20 in dog years, I started to notice that my titties were falling a bit.
They can fall, but I think you just, it's about those upper arm exercises.
Yeah.
The low gravity on Mars is really doing wonders.
Listen to the intercontinental chef, waiter.
I am just a waiter.
Sorry, my bad. But you deserve to be chef one day.
Oh, my goodness.
I quite like you.
I like you too.
I quite like you.
Oh, come here.
That's my mother. That's my dog mother. That's my fake dog mother. Get it. Fuck off.
Made me purr like a cat.
Yuck. Okay, we have to go back up to the table.
Thank you, sir.
Fuck off.
Sorry there, old buddy, old pal.
That's okay. Is everything okay?
Oh, we're fine, my big green friend.
Couldn't be better.
Absolutely.
That's quite the old hand you've got there. Mind if I grip it? Nice to meet you, mate.
You too.
Hey, four questions.
Yeah.
What is with the mayor?
Which mayor?
Yeah, I think he's a little bit...
Oh, well, that's okay.
Ah, yeah, you know, if he wants to keep his job, am I right? I reckon
yes.
Anyone could just waltz into this town and take that bloody dickhead's job.
I mean, maybe.
Well, he's up for grabs,
hey,
eh?
Hey,
maybe.
Whoa,
sure.
Okay, Dad.
You'd say
okay,
you'd want
well,
it, would you?
Margaret, he still has three
job?
Questions
well,
to go.
You'd say you'd want his
hang on. Sorry, guys, I just got another email.
Here
we go.
Okay. So, back on Earth, they're doing, if you want two Coca-Colas or different Sprite varieties, that's just $5 for two.
Where?
A pizza daddy.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
They've been doing some really good.
Some really good deal.
At least four
in
there.
It's so spicy, you know, after a while.
Yummy.
You get
a little fromage.
Anyway, I'm going to go, okay? I'm going to walk the alien back to the caravan park, all right, back to the big four, and you guys are going to go back to fuck it, wherever.
Well, we'll be going back to Leighton. You never know who you're going to be meeting.
Okay, great. Thanks, Mum and Dad.
I will be staying right here. Yep. For this is my restaurant.
Yeah, you should stay.
there is a matter of the beer.
Well, we better be getting back to that bloody... Where were we going? We were staying right next to that mayor's office, weren't we?
Yeah,
it looked very unlocked, didn't it? It didn't look like anyone would be there tonight
at
all.
Best if,
door looked wide open. No guard dogs there.
Cash and only diners club.
I'll just put it on my diners. Thank you.
Diners club it is.
Good on you, love. Hey, little kissy for Dad.
No.
Thank you very much. It is, I don't know what diner club is. I just look at the card and see if I can see a little 3D picture in it. But nothing ever comes up.
Do you have friends?
I don't know about you guys, but I'm well aroused. I think it's best that everyone go home and I'll stay here and help this sexy waiter shut up shop. And by shut up shop, I mean fuck the living shit out of me.
You aren't, you are not spayed yet, huh?
No.
Excellent.
No,
that is
please.
Very naughty.
No, please.
You should always spay and neuter your pets.
No.
But
I'm
if
a
you
big
don't,
naughty girl.
Yes, you are. You should be registered. You should be registered and de-sexed.
I'll let you try and find my microchip.
Yeah, well, as long as you've had all of your vaccinations.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm well wormed. You got another worm for me?
Well, it's good to have a nice family meal with family and friends. And I think we've all concluded that the mayor should keep his job because he's doing a good job. And it's not easy to be a mayor, especially if you're, you know, a little bit...
That's the sound of a gay person.
You know, so were we all just on four? Mayor should keep his job. One, two, three, four. Mayor should keep his job.
Off.
Okay.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Jerry Seinfeld, and welcome back to another episode of Comedians on Mars Getting Potatoes Special Alien Edition. We're outside the caravan park of where the alien is staying, and we're gonna say hello, aren't we? We're gonna say hello, we're gonna tap in, we're gonna knockety knock.
Yeah.
Hey, it's me, Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, what time is it?
I'm a comedian.
Okay.
And you're on Comedians on Mars Getting Potatoes.
Okay.
Special Alien Edition.
Okay.
I went through a lot of trouble to get here.
Yeah?
And now I'm here. Let's get some potatoes.
Okay.
So, we're going for a walk.
Yep.
What's with these legs?
What?
I mean, they're moving around, but we're getting places. Why do they have to look so weird? They're just tubes. They're tubes. We're walking around on tubes.
Yeah.
So, what do you reckon about all these PC police everywhere? They're everywhere. Too many PC.
I don't this know is what, PC. What's PC?
PC gone mad. It's gone crazy. It's out of control.
What is it?
It's PC. They're getting it out of it. Get out of here. When I was your age, I was number one. What's with that? What's with all the weirdness? You got two moons? Who needs that many moons? You don't need two moons.
How many would you have?
One moon. You got just one moon. You say, hey, look at that. Look at the moon. You don't say, look at the moons.
Well, I mean, I guess they do here.
They got two moons. That is too many moons. How many cars do you have?
I don't have any cars.
I got a lot of cars.
Okay.
It's pretty much all I've got.
Why?
Oh, yeah. Kramer. No.
What?
He said some things a while ago.
Who?
You know.
No?
I dated a girl who was 17 years old. She was still in high school. You don't see anybody Louis C.K.ing me for that.
As Jerry Seinfeld performed to no one and no cameras, Margaret, Brenda, and the mayor are watching from the bushes. Little perverts, pervert around.
When did Jerry Seinfeld get to Mars, Brenda?
Oh, it's this whole thing. His show is doing really, really well on Earth. You know, the one where he brings comedians into his big old car and he gives them a big old coffee and big old fapping. And then he was like, oh, this show's doing really, really well on Earth. I'm going to take it to Mars, you know. So he comes up to Mars and then he realises that we don't actually have any cameras or any kind of fame that we're able to give him, and he has no way home. So now he just kind of does his show for himself and for the mayor and I when we hide in this here bush.
That's kind of sad. And the bush is itchy.
It's very Miami Vice when we're hiding out, isn't it?
It's
I've never actually seen Miami Vice, but I'm assuming this is what they do.
It's
on
not
Miami
this.
Vice.
It isn't this.
It does prickle my eyes. Speaking of pricks in the eyes, I can see a prick right over there right now talking to my old Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
What do you reckon they're talking about? Stealing jobs.
Most likely.
Stealing jobs off good, hard-working Australians living on Mars. Probably.
I'm thinking so.
I think so too. Yeah. I think he's thinking of stealing my job. I think he's thinking of shoving Jerry's balls deep down his throat and going...
I don't think he's thinking about
probably
that.
Probably is.
Okay.
Well, who can tell what he's thinking? They're not from here, so how would we know?
That's true, I
if
guess.
If you've not been raised here, you're not thinking like we are. Come on. Let's go to his caravan right now, rifle through his shit... Find out what the hell's going on in that brain and make sure he doesn't take my job. Am I right? On four, Mayor's going to keep his job. One, two, three, four. Mayor's going to keep his job.
I don't want to do this.
Moments later, Margaret, Brenda and the mayor are all inside the caravan, creeping and a-snooping.
Sneak, 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 creepy, sneak, creepy, creepy, creep, slip over.
Sneaky, oh, sneaky creep, boy, creep, and I'm creep, creeping creep, around a caravan.
Guys, I found his rucksack.
Oh, my God. Fuck me
I
up.
Found a quilt on the wall, like tacky as fuck.
Oh, that's so tacky. Yeah, I get that. Okay.
What's in the front pocket of the rucksack?
Okay, so there's some gum.
Ooh, yum, yum.
There's a little piece of paper that says, never give up on yourself.
That's good,
yeah?
though.
There's a picture of a cat.
Oh.
That he's drawn, I think. It looks like he's maybe drawn. There's a copy of Gone Girl on DVD. Another ukulele.
That piece of shit.
Ooh, a condom.
Oh, oh calm yourself, Margaret, you filthy bitch.
Sorry. A sandwich.
Ooh, yum. What's in
what
it?
What is he like? There's some, like, some lettuce and
big healthy idiot.
Hummus.
Sorry, say that again.
He's already got hummus.
What do you mean?
Hummus smelt with spelt with two U's or an O and a U or an O and an O. Which one?
I think both. I think both ways.
He's got all of the different spellings of hummus in his sandwich?
What do you mean? Yeah. He's coming here. He has heaps of the stuff anyway. Is he already a mayor on hundreds of other planets?
Listen,
he just wants
just
to have
because
my
he
job
already had
well?
Hummus doesn't mean he's he here does. To take your job. This. Hey!
What are you all doing here?
Listen, I'm so sorry. We went through your bag because we thought that you were coming here because you wanted the hummus and then...
Listen
hummus?
To me, Buster. You better get talking. You come here and you say, oh, I'm here for the hummus, when you already have some fucking hummus. So if I were you, I'd open up your big old mouth full of hummus and tell us all about it.
Mars bars! They should call them Earth bars! Oh, it's not a Mars bar. You've got to call them Earth bars. It's bars on Earth. They're Earth bars.
Yes. Like it, Jerry.
Okay, so if you already have hummus, then what did you come for? Is the mayor right? Did you
I didn't come for the hummus. I excrete hummus from my nipples.
Well, that's just tasty.
So if you excrete hummus from your nipples, then why are you here?
Well, I'm lonely. Do you guys like Mumford & Sons?
Oh, if you think for 1 second I'm going to forget everything and just...
It's empty in the valley of your heart. Sun, it rises slowly as you walk. Away from all your fears and all the things you left behind.
Mumford and Sons.
Mumford and Sons helped me forget that all my people are dead.
I knew it, you murdering us.
Wait, what? All your people are dead? You're the last of the Martians?
Oh, no, I'm not from Mars. No.
What?
No, an asteroid destroyed my planet when it killed all my people.
Don't tell me you are freaking out about asteroids, because one asteroid happened to blow up your civilization and everyone you knew and loved and cared for. Huh?
Well, I mean, yeah.
That is no way to live. If I was to think about the asteroid that is supposedly coming towards us, yeah? That, NASA keeps spamming me every day, giving me 1,000 emails in half an hour saying, oh my God, Mayor of Mars, why haven't you done anything about this asteroid? Do you think I'd be okay? No, but that's all right. Because do you know what I did? Push that big red button. The big red internet off button. I gave it a push. And then do you know what happened? All those annoying emails I was getting just stopped.
Wait, so you turned off the internet?
Yes.
Because you were receiving messages that it wasn't safe to be on Mars.
I was getting spammed. By NASA.
Oh, my God.
Spam.
NASA doesn't spam, Mayor.
They do when they're sending you, 1,000 emails in, 8 days saying, what are you doing about this asteroid? I'm like, I don't know anything about an asteroid. I'm trying to get on Jerry's show.
But you've just got another email right now.
Who, me?
Yes, it's, Dear Mayor, asteroid still coming very soon. Please evacuate Mars. All the best. Australia.
Oh, here we go.
The one above it. The one above it just there. What's that say?
It just says, introducing Big Pizza Daddy's Big Pizza Thick Shakes. Okay, so I'm glad I turned the internet back on because now we are dealing with an asteroid coming towards us.
Well, if anybody wanted the internet back on, maybe they could have just clicked the big switch that is the internet on-off button.
That is literally what I did. That is literally
what I did. Well, about time you did because now we have internet. And now we know. Well, are we all on the same page at last?
What a titanic twist in the story, that is. An asteroid is on a collision course from Mars. What can they possibly do to save the entire colony? They're on the front lines, and the enemy is in space. a big place full of things. Maybe the biggest place in the world. Oh, space is the biggest thing in the world.
It's very good.
Join us next time for another exciting episode of Margaret Moves to Mars.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.